Tonight's practice will involve a guided loving-kindness meditation. This is a time of great cultural stress and adversity. And one of the primary antidotes for aversion and ill will is metta, loving-kindness. So, sitting comfortably erect, first of all, just become aware of your experience inside your body right now. Any areas of muscle tension? Any surges of anxious or angry energy? Just notice it for what it is. And bring your attention to the middle of your chest, the area between the breastbone and the spine, not to be curious about the beating of the heart. You may not notice it at all, but just to be focusing on that area with a persistent curiosity. And then silently, but sincerely, repeat this phrase with great sincerity. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what's going on. Each of the words in this phrasing is intended to remind us of certain qualities of awareness, certain heartfelt states of mind. May I be safe, free from harm. Free from harm that's external and harm that's internal. May I be happy. As an antidote to unhappiness, frustration, resentment, may I find ways to be uplifted peacefully in the midst of turmoil. May I be healthy with a quality of calmness, a sense of stability, a reduced level of stress in the body. And may I be content, a willingness to be present for what is, working with what is rather than becoming preoccupied with what should be. May I be able to foster these states of mind even under the current difficult circumstances, just as they are. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness. It's an important part of this. We tend to regard our happiness as being completely reliant on external circumstances, become impatient, demanding, when either external circumstances are stressful or internal experience is aggravated. Keep focusing in the center of your chest, being curious about what might be noticeable in that area. Might be a feeling of pressure, tightness, contraction. Or it might be a completely void of any feeling whatsoever. Focusing on the body, the middle of the chest, as you repeat the phrase sincerely, allows the mind to be free of focusing on anything other than the sincere desire to be free from fear, resentment, hostility. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. It's also beneficial to associate, align the repetition of the mantra with the cycle of breathing in and breathing out. In a sense, breathing into your heart, breathing into the sincerity of the desire to be safe and happy and healthy and content. Of course, your mind will wander. This is normal. Simply become mindfully aware of this and disregard the distraction, bringing attention back to sincerely focusing on the middle of your chest and repeating the phrase, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. Practice of loving kindness meditation is also recommended for cultivating concentration, stabilizing attention. The stability of attention on the mantra and the body in the chest area brings calmness, peacefulness, but requires a discipline to persist regardless of intrusive thoughts or external environmental stimuli. Imagining that you breathe in loving kindness and it travels to the center of your chest, feeds your heart with gentleness, patience, kindness, and compassion. And then when you breathe out, that expresses out into your environment. Notice where your attention is wandering. Gently bring the focus back to breathing into your heart and sincerely repeating the phrase, "May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness. Just as I am now, no matter what happens." Stay focused on the chest and on the phrase. An important tactic for maintaining the integrity of this practice is to be very clear in the repetition of the mantra. The quality of meditative practice, it's called atapi, diligence. So with great sincerity, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. I suggested earlier that you imagine that you're breathing in kindness through your heart, transforming it to an expression, a radiance of kindness, compassion out into the world. Use this to cultivate an expansive and inclusive quality of loving kindness, as if you're breathing into your heart an expansion that radiates out, fills up the room that you're in, starts to include other people. People in your house, people in your neighborhood. And change the phrasing. Imagine a particular person who might be upset, anxious, even angry. And change the phrasing in this way. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you love yourself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. This is not a magical thing to do. It creates a reserve, a reservoir of goodwill that will be residing in your heart and mind when you actually encounter this person, either in your imagination or out in the world. Wish them well. Still channeling through the center of your chest. It might be that somehow or other the sensation in the middle of your chest is changing. Perhaps there's less tightness. Perhaps there's a bit of warmth. Not trying to make that happen, but the more we cultivate loving kindness, the more open the heart and mind can be. Even in stressful circumstances. It might be that what comes to mind, or the person who comes to mind, is someone with whom you feel somewhat conflicted or even angry or fearful about. Change the phrasing a bit more. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May I love you sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. When people are anxious and angry in their relationship, that fear, that aversion, ill will, tends to reverberate back and forth between the individuals. But when one person brings kindness into that encounter, compassion, and recognizing this other person is suffering, they're distressed and they're confused, that changes the relationship dynamic in ways that are important. So you may have people in your life who are angry, defensive, even hostile. People you know well or people who you barely know. This is a way to cultivate a sense of kindness, compassion toward their experience from your own heart and mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May I love you sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. Should you find that your own process becomes agitated, gets hooked into anger and resentment or fear as you try to express loving kindness toward this other person, just revert back to the original practice. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. This can change the dynamic, bring a quality of calmness and clarity back into your own heart and mind. And then you shift back to wishing this other person to be safe and happy and healthy and content, whether they are able to reciprocate or not. Anyone who's caught up in anger, and fear, and resentment is filled with distress and confusion. See if you can practice wishing them well. final rendering of this mindfulness, loving kindness meditation. Changes the phrasing a bit more. May we all be safe. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be content. May we all love each other sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as we are now, no matter what happens. So you have a variety of mantras, all of them channeled through the heart. Practice this in silence for the rest of this meditation. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.